Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And I want to greet you and welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to our Bible study this morning. So let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, Father, as we open the Word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to bring us great knowledge and understanding of this, Your Word, Father, so that we can grow in strength of faith and in strength of body in order to do work for You, Father. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, giving us all the help that we need in order for us to receive and to contain this Thy Word and the truth of it. And I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Acts chapter 4. We have come through the first three chapters. And we've dealt with quite a few things. This is the beginning of the church age, this book of Acts. And we're going to be learning a whole lot more about the beginning of the church and how we should walk, because things did change. Now, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. We see here in this verse 1, he's talking about the Sadducees coming upon them. That's because, you know, here in verse 1, Luke is giving an extended account here of the arrest and trial of Peter and John. as he does later with Paul, to demonstrate that Christianity is not an illegal sect, even though it's continually attacked. And we know that it is, and we're going to see a whole lot more of this attack as we go. Two, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. You see, this was an annoyance to these Jewish leaders. And really, that annoyance was actually twofold. And one was the presumption of the apostles to teach people as if they were recognized rabbis. And two, the teaching of the resurrection, which was denied by the Sadducees. You see, they didn't believe in it. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. And we'll find out just how strongly against it they are. Now here are three. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Four, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000 that believed in what Peter and John was preaching to them. So they're beginning to get followers and those that believe. And this is going to bring more things against them, because these results actually were phenomenal and may also have had something to do with their arrest. You see, 5,000 men plus women and children have now turned to Christ in Jerusalem. Right there in Jerusalem. They had caused that many to turn to Christ. Now, five, and it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. You know, then Annas, you know, he was the patriarchal high priest. But his son-in-law, Caiaphas, he held the political office. But you see, they're all of leadership. Seven, when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? You see, they've been arrested. And now they set them in the middle of them. And they've asked them, what power and by what name have you done this? But here's something I want you to see and remember. Here is a man that had been so afraid on the night that Jesus was taken that he denied him three times. Now, under question and under strength, here in 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, You see, this is what being filled with the Holy Ghost will do to you. Said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, then be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. 11. You see, he's not ashamed anymore, nor is he afraid. And he is sure standing speaking boldly, knowing that these men can put him to death. 11. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. He was the stone, but you put him to nothing, which is become the head of the corner. In other words, he's the stone that will hold the church up and hold it together. 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. He's putting it plain. Now, 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. The Greek words literally say that Peter and John were unlettered men and commoners. They were unlettered or uneducated in the technical rabbis teaching. They were common, actually called commoners, in that they possessed no official position nor special abilities, but the priests do clearly note that these men have been with Jesus. And this explains their boldness and power. But you see, those that are actually against them is the ones that really are the ignorant ones that they was calling them. Now, 14. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. He's standing there as proof. 15. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men, for that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. They can't deny what happened, because the proof is standing right there with them. But to show you how man is, even though they couldn't deny that or anything. 17. But that it spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. don't speak in Jesus' name, which is exactly what has been done to you and I today. No public prayer is to be ended in the name of Jesus. And when you take his name out of it, you really don't have a prayer. Because we are told in God's word to pray to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And he'll hear from heaven. You see, this is what this evil leadership that's in our government that is passing so much evil on to mankind has done to us. Just exactly what these were wanting to do to them. 18. And they called them and commanded them to speak, commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. In other words, they're not going to pay no attention to them. They're not going to obey that. They're going to obey God rather than man. And that's what our churches should have done when our government, our governments, because the federal government plus our state government told them they had to close their doors for this covert. They should have kept their doors open and obeyed God rather than man. And we are told in God's word to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And if they would have stood on Psalms 91, they would have found out really all about how they should have been believing and what they should have done. Now, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them. Because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. 22. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And we know he had been crippled from his mother's womb. We found that back in chapter 3. Now, I'm having to pay attention also to time, and I'm sorry. But today is the day that this ministry has bought meals for a nursing home of 100 people. You know, I've told y'all before what we do with the money that comes in here, that none of us are paid. We use it to help others and to bring joy to others And I am still, they are to have this at the nursing home by 11:30, and I have to meet them in order to pay them. 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? 26. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. Now, 27. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. Now, talking about being anointed there, Jesus being anointed and all. Now, 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. You see, for us to do God's work, it takes an anointing of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God that gives you and I the power to be able to do that work. Now, And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Speak it how? With all boldness. In other words, speak it in truth. You don't walk around things. You speak it as God said it. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. You see, they've been given the name to use, and they've been anointed by the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what you and I have today to do the work that God is wanting done on the earth today. Now, 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, and they spake the word of God with boldness. 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. In other words, whatsoever I have belongs to all. I am to share everything that I can. Now, 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked. None of them lacked for anything that they really needed. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the price of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. You try that today, you're going to wind up in jail. Being laughed at, somebody shoots you. 36. And Jose, who by the apostles were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of Constellation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And we have come to the end now of chapter 4. And we are going to stop there because my time now is running short. And I've told you where I have to be here very shortly. And the little town where I have to be is about 10 miles away. And I've still got a couple of things here at the house that I have to do before I leave to go. But we have gotten through chapter 4, and we've seen a whole lot going on there. How that they had, a lot of them that had started to believe, had also now been filled with the Holy Spirit. And we've seen where they was over 5,000. They were 5,000 men plus women and children. We don't know how many women and children there were that now had become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, anyway, we'll be picking up, God willing, this evening with chapter 5. And it's not such a short chapter. It's not too awful long, but it's not real short either. There's 42 verses in it. And we're going to be getting into a lot of things going on. You see, this book of Acts is a book which is letting you and I be able to see the beginning of this age and what we and our churches need to be doing, and they're not doing it for the most part. Now, we have a few that is, yes, but they are few, very few and far between in the teaching. And there's so much being taught today that is contrary to the Word of God. And as we go through the New Testament, you're going to see this. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, as we separate this morning, I'm asking, Father, that this trip that I have coming, keep me safe, Father. so I can be back together again with the group and back into teaching your word, Father. And Father, we pray for Israel to have peace, but more so that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and all come out from trying to keep the law so that they can become those that love the Lord Jesus Christ and make heaven their home. And for this land of ours, Father, filled with evil because of evil leadership in our government and in our churches. And I'm praying, Father, that those leaders that are filled with so much evil be replaced with those that belong to you, that's walking in righteousness, that love you and love the Lord Jesus Christ, love the church and this country, and work with us to bring this land to repentance and to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, watch over us now through the day. Keep us in health and keep us safe. And I ask this all in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Have a great day. And I pray that we can all be back together again this evening at 6 p.m. So until then, bye-bye.